I carry his doom in my own belly, and I care not. Her chin jutted forward in the starlight. Beneath the serape, her breasts heaved, and Susanna saw her belly curved. In this world, at least, Mia was very clearly pregnant, ready to burst, in fact. Ask your questions. Have at me, Mia said. Just remember, we exist in the other world, too. The one where we're bound together. We're lying on a bed in the inn as if asleep. But we don't sleep, do we, Susanna? Nay. And when the telephone rings, when my friends call, we leave this place and go to them. If your questions have been asked and answered, fine. If not, that's also fine. Ask. Or, are you not a gunslinger? Her lips curved in a disdainful smile. Susanna thought she was pert, yes, pert indeed. Especially for someone who wouldn't be able to find her way from 46th Street to 47th in the world they had to go back to. So, shoot, I should say. Susanna looked once more into the darkened, broken well that was the castle's soft center, where lay its keeps and lists, its barbicans and murder holes, its God knew what. She had taken a course in medieval history and knew some of the terms, but that had been long ago. Surely there was a banqueting hall somewhere down there, one that she herself had supplied with food, at least for a while. But her catering days were done. If Mia tried to push her too hard or too far, she'd find that out for herself. Meantime, she thought she'd start with something relatively easy. If this is the castle on the abyss, she said, where's the abyss? I don't see anything out that way except for a minefield of rocks and that red glow on the horizon. Mia, her shoulder-length black hair flying out behind her, not a bit of kink in that hair as there was in Susanna's, Mia's was like silk, pointed across the inner chasm below them to the far wall where the towers rose and the allure continued its curve. This is the inner keep, she said. Beyond it is the village of Fedic, now deserted, all dead of the Red Death 1,000 years ago and more. Beyond that, the Red Death? Susanna asked, startled, also frightened in spite of herself. Poe's Red Death? Like in the story? And why not? Hadn't they already wandered into and then back out of L. Frank Baum's Oz? What came next? The White Rabbit and the Red Queen? Lady, I know not. All I can tell you is that beyond the deserted village is the outer wall, and beyond the outer wall is a great crack in the earth filled with monsters that cousin, diddle, increase, and plot to escape. Once there was a bridge across, but it fell long ago, in the time before counting, as 'tis said. They're horrors that might drive an ordinary man or woman mad at a glance. She favored Susanna with a glance of her own, a decidedly satiric one. But not a gunslinger. Surely not one such as thee. Why do you mock me? Susanna asked quietly. Mia looked startled, then grim. Was it my idea to come here? To stand in this miserable cold where the king's eye dirties the horizon and sullies the very cheek of the moon with its filthy light? Nay, lady, 'twas you. So harry me not with your tongue. Susanna could have responded that it hadn't been her idea to catch Preg with a demon's baby in the first place, but this would be a terrible time to get into one of those yes-you-did-no-I-didn't squabbles. I wasn't scolding, Susanna said, only asking. Mia made an impatient shooing gesture with her hand as if to say, don't split hairs, and half turned away. Under her breath she said, I didn't go to Morehouse or no house. And in any case, I'll bear my chap, do you hear? Whichever way the cards fall, bear him and feed him. All at once, Susanna understood a great deal. Mia mocked because she was afraid. In spite of all she knew, so much of her was Susanna. I didn't go to Morehouse or No House, for instance. That was from Invisible Man by Ralph Ellison. When Mia had bought into Susanna, she had purchased at least two personalities for the price of one. It was Mia, after all, who'd brought Detta out of retirement, or perhaps deep hibernation, and it was Detta who was particularly fond of that line which expressed so much of the Negro's deep-held disdain for and suspicion of what was sometimes called the finer post-war Negro education. Not to Morehouse or no house. I know what I know. In other words, I heard it through the grapevine. I got it on the Erie, dearie. I picked it up on the Jungle Telegraph.